This is a podcast from ABC Overnights.
Picture this, you're working class and suddenly you fall into a comical amount of money. Well, that's what happens in The Heartacres, which is a new historical drama where a family of dock workers find their fortune and, as a result, are thrust headlong into high society, ironically becoming, well, fish out of water. Now, Claire Cooper plays Mary Hardacre, who is the matriarch of the Hardacre family in the show. But Claire is also British soap royalty. She played Jackie McQueen in Hollyoaks too. Claire, thank you so much for joining me on the program. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Paul. I'm delighted to be here.
Can I just say, this show is such a warm hug. It is such a necessary balm in these troubled times. And I really adore it. So I just wanted to say thank you. I really enjoy the show.
Oh, that's music to our ears. Honestly, that's lovely to hear because I think that's exactly what it is. It's like a warm hug that everyone can watch, you know? It's something for everyone.
Yeah, it's really good. And also, by the way, it deals with a working class family who find themselves suddenly moneyed up, spoiler alert. But not to get too deep too early, but how real is the class divide in England?
Oh, I mean, what do you mean right now or do you mean in the past? You know, like, I mean, there is a divide, obviously.
I guess I mean now, right now.
Yeah, I think there's a divide, I guess there is. I mean, you've got new money, of course, you know, the divide is very real. I mean, it was obviously different in the times that, you know, the Hardacres was set. I mean, it was completely different. I mean, they're on the poverty line, they're in a dire situation. I mean, they really are. And then they, you know, with a woman like Mary, who I play, she's very progressive, she's ambitious, and she comes up with lots of ideas and she takes them out of a desolate situation into something quite exciting. And it's a huge risk that she takes. And she managed to navigate her family into a really prosperous life.
I know it's set in a very different time, I mean, obviously, but Cozzy Lives is very real. People are struggling. There's lots of sort of elements of this which I think is kind of evergreen. What do you hope that people take away from this show?
Do you know, after it aired in the UK, what came back to me over, like, just people giving feedback and so on,
yeah,
it united so many people, so many families coming together. So we had, you know, we have children watching it with, you know, with their families, and you've got the grandma coming in, granddad coming in, and everyone's uniting. Because what I've found with TV over the years, some are over-sexualized, they're too violent, and people aren't watching as a family anymore. And Channel 5 took a huge risk, and they made this fabulous show, and it was episodic. So every week, everyone would tune in, and they come together. And I think, if anything, it has united so many families to sit together and enjoy time together.
And root for them. I think that's one of the things
root
I really like.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the characters, yeah. I mean, you're rooting for these people. They're very, very relatable, each and every one of them. And they're flawed as well, which makes them really, you know, human. And you go, well, I know that person. You know, they live down the road from me. I can connect with them. I understand them. I understand their motives. And you understand the pain and why they're trying to navigate the way in high society and how difficult that is.
I mean, how did you come up, Claire? Did you, were you fishing family or aristocracy or somewhere in between?
Oh, I'm from a working class family. I'm from West Yorkshire, and my family, you know, I live in a lovely area, but, you know, they're grafters. Yorkshire people are known for being grafters, and that's what I am, you know. And my husband's from Ireland, and he's from a working class family as well.
What is easier to play as an actor? Is it easier to play rich or working class? Because, I mean, you're kind of straddling the line here, and what's more fun to play?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm fortunate enough to play both. I do love tiptoeing into the sort of, you know, the wealthy sort of that sort of world and playing with those characters, because it does feel a little bit, you know, it's not something that I lived, you know, whereas the working class life, it's easy to access as well. What's difficult sometimes is that middle ground, you know, that sort of person that's neither or, you know, and that, I find that sort of quite interesting to explore.
I think the idea of this show for me is that these people have inherent qualities which make them worthy of, you know, worthy of time, worthy of effort, whereas people who are given everything on a silver platter sort of don't have that inherent quality. Do you think that the Hardacres, if they'd been born into wealth, would have been different people? How much do you think wealth or lack of wealth shaped them as people?
I think I think they probably would have been very different, possibly. I mean, you know, listen, women are married off to certain people at that time. You know, they didn't have choices. And they probably would have been very, very different people, and that would have been a really dull story to tell. But you know, I think what is interesting with the show is how people react to them now they have money, and how they react and interact as a family as well. And it's really interesting how, you know, you as the episodes unfold, how the struggles become more complex, and you think their life would be easier. Well, you know, this raises the question, you know, does money make you happy? I don't know. I mean, that's what we're exploring in the show. And if we go for season two and beyond, it'd be interesting to see how that sort of navigates.
I also want to talk about Yorkshire because it's got such a specific place. It's such a specific, wonderful place with a real cultural flavor. How did it shape you growing up?
Okay, so Yorkshire is the biggest region in the country. So it's really vast and it's really diverse in terms of landscape. And that really does sort of, I think the geography of your world does sort of alter your character and who you are. I grew up in Wakefield, West Yorkshire, and it's predominantly known as a mining community. And I just think you know, they're very warm, open, broad people. The way we communicate, we're very friendly. We say hello to people in the street. And I think there's a rule in England, the further north you go, the friendlier people are. Apparently, you know. But you know, people are very open in Yorkshire, but they're grafters. And I think that's the best way to describe people. It's a hard life. My grandparents had hard lives. They worked damn hard, you know. So physically, and the women were working as hard as the men. It wasn't just like, oh, you'll stay at home with the children. No. You'll also work as well as raising your children.
I mean, but how much has it changed? I'm not talking, by the way, Claire, about dentistry and plumbing innovations. How much has the general vibe changed since the time of the Hardacres?
Well, I don't live in Yorkshire anymore, but when I do go home, I mean, the vibe, I mean, people are still really warm and open. I mean, the landscape still is epic and beautiful. The towns, and you can still see those old buildings and Whitby and how it would be. And at that time, it hasn't altered that much. But obviously, our culture and the way that we've all sort of adapted to society now, everything's changed, I guess, on one level, but not in terms of the landscape. It's still very beautiful.
Yeah, gotcha. I guess what I'm saying is if I head to these areas, will I still have that sort of magical sense of these people who are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so. I think so. Yeah, there's little pockets everywhere in the world that you go back to them and they've not lost their charm.
Good. Well, that's very comforting. What have you learned about the past from inhabiting this show? Have you learned anything about, you know, where we came from? I mean, what lessons have you absorbed from playing Mary?
Do you know, actually, it's slightly different. I had two very young children, and I still do when I was filming. So I think I learned to sort of pace myself when working as a busy mom, doing long hours and days. I found a lot of inner strength, and I was incredibly grateful for my family that were around me. My husband and his family really supported us through that journey. So I think if anything I've learned from the show is resilience. And exploring that kind of character, because that's something that Mary and I both share is the resilience in life and just keeping going and sort of not looking back and championing yourself as well and those around you and celebrating the moment. Because it was such an amazing experience filming this show. Everyone was so upbeat. You can go on show to show and have a great time. This was another level. Everyone was so generous. I mean, our crew were extraordinarily talented. I mean, we filmed in Dublin, by the way. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
No,
we filmed.
I feel marginally cheated, but
Oh, I'm sorry.
that's
Yeah,
right.
it's to do with locations as well. A lot of the houses in Yorkshire weren't available. And obviously, the landscape, actually, which we touched on, had altered somewhat. So we couldn't get the bay and everything else to the docks. So we actually filmed in Dublin, but as a result, we've got the most extraordinarily talented crew and cast, and we would never have had that before. I mean, exceptional.
Not to disparage television from the UK, Claire, but occasionally it is two very talented character actors with no makeup, looking very tired and cold, staring off into the middle distance. You know, with some sort of sepia filter because a body's been found in the Thames or whatever. What, do you think that this show serves a sort of vital counterpoint to, you know, I'm gesturing wildly at the world in general right now? Like, do you think this show is serving a really important purpose?
I think we needed a show like this. The world is heavy right now. There's a lot going on. And I think it's nice to kind of find yourself in a space where you can relax and breathe and not feel the weight. Because sometimes when we watch a heavy show at home and we then go to bed, It sort of lingers, doesn't it, in your sort of ethos. And I think, and your whole energy, and you're there and you're trying to go to sleep, you're too busy thinking of this heavy program that you've watched. And there's nothing wrong with those shows. In fact, I'm in some of them and they're fantastic. But it's nice to have that space. And again, I go back to that point of the family uniting, or whatever your family looks like, even if it's just one person and your dog and you're loving it, and you're just, it's just uplifting, it's enriching, and it's a really nourishing, happy, feel good show.
I'd like to close on family, because you just mentioned family, and I wanted to know what kind of a bond you built up with your fellow Heartacres during shooting. You mentioned hopefully there's a second season. I mean, are you separated from your family right now, figuratively? Do you miss them? What kind of a bond did you build?
Well, listen, we've got WhatsApp groups, so we all talk all the time. In fact, we include all the cast in many of them, but we're all really, really close. Julie Graham, who plays my mum, who's a phenomenal actress. She's seasoned, she's brilliant, and she plays on the floor, but she's just such a warm, wonderful woman. And I'm so delighted I got to dance with her. And then Liam, who plays my husband, my three children in the show, who are, you know, they're emerging talent as well. And they're being celebrated. And what's brilliant is that they've actually come onto a floor that's really warm. And I would want nothing more for all those new actors treading the boards to come onto a floor like the Heartacres, because it was so inviting and they could take risks. And it's okay to fail. It's okay to make a mistake, because that's where we grow from. We grow from those moments and those spaces. And it was such a safe space. And they just blossomed. They were brilliant.
But that's Mary's energy as well. I mean, these people make mistakes and the family just goes, it's fine. I kept expecting cruelty and admonishment. And I got just, again, I just felt like it was being patted gently on the head.
Well, there was, do you mean as in like the cruelty in terms of like, go on, expand on that for me.
Oh, okay. There were moments in the show where I kept expecting hard lessons that were so, I just kept expecting the knife to get stuck in, but even the characters and the show and Mary just kept kind of taking you by the hand and going, it's fine, it's okay. Like, we understand, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I think that's also something to do with that type of woman of that time, but also the area that she's from. I mean, she grew up on the docks gutting herring, and they started really young, and you just keep going. Your fingers are dropping off. When we were filming, our fingers were freezing. And, you know, and our supporting artists, all of us were just like, oh, because it was just freezing. And I imagine doing that day in, day out, but just having that stamina and just keeping going. And they were a real family, these women that used to work at, you know, gutting herring. They were a team, and they were so young. And they you know, I suppose that, like, I go back to the whole thing again, resilience, and how important it was for these women. It was a hard life, really, really hard life. We've got it easy, honestly, all of us, compared to, you know, what the, you know, our ancestors and everybody, we've got it easy.
Look, honestly, Claire, unless I'm going to collapse in a ball of tears and whatnot, I should wrap it up right now, but I really think Mary's fabulous and you've been great. Is there anything else you want to say before we close shop on this interview?
No, I just hope everyone enjoys it and stick with us. Hopefully a season two.
Fingers crossed. That was Claire Cooper, star of Heartacres, which is now streaming on BritBox. This is ABC Overnights.